Hello once again, this is Organ First Radio, I'm Alan Ashton, and even though it's April, let's not fool around but get right on with the show. Commence this month with a track from a CD that is, on looking at the jacket cover photo of a close-up of classical organ draw stops, not all that it would have you believe. Here's Bob Iyer at the Moller Organ in the Allison Methodist Church in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, with a curtain-up medley.
Thank you.
Bob Iyer and a Kurt Knott medley comprising of Another Opening, Another Show, Hey Look Me Over, Let Me Entertain You, and The Best Things in Life Are Free. And that's certainly a church organ to be proud of, and one which comprises of 61 ranks of pipes, together with a Roland MIDI sound canvas. As I said in the introduction, the jacket cover would have you believe that it's a programme of classical music, when in fact there are more popular tunes than classics. However, in an effort to give you the flip side of the coin, so to speak, here's Bob Iyer again with The Jig by Telemann from his Suite in D. Jig by Telemann, played there by Bob Iyer. The recording is a re-recording of the dedicatory concert of the organ in September of last year, and is well worth having in your collection. Some of the other items are Under the Double Eagle, Amazing Grace, Root Beer Rag, The Lost Chord, and even Old Man River. In complete contrast, someone asked me to include Plantation Boogie, so rather than use the Lenny D recording which I've played before, here's one by Shea Torrent. Thank you. Plantation Boogie, played by Shay Torrent, a former Baseball Park Hammond organist for the Chicago White Sox in the early 60s, and from the mid-60s through to the 80s for the California Angels team. Well, here's another of those ballpark organists whose live playing was replaced by canned music. Paul Richardson was the organist for the Philadelphia Phillies from 1970 to 2005, and the instrument this time is the Roland AT-70 and the tune I'll Be Seeing You. Be Seeing You, played by Paul Richardson. Last month I caught the rerun of Yanks, the 1979 John Schlesinger film set in World War II in the village of Dobcross in the West Riding of Yorkshire. It starred Richard Gere, Vanessa Redgrave, Rachel Roberts and Tony Melody, amongst a cast of thousands. I worked up in Manchester when that was being filmed, and the sheer scale in number of people, authentic costumes and the American trucks and militaria never ceases to amaze me each time I see it. And I remember my organist friend Ronald Curtis telling me that he'd been engaged to recreate the role of a cinema organist in one sequence of the film shot in the Davenport Theatre in Stockport. For just a few moments screen time, he was filmed over two whole days with, as he said at the time, the organ console going up and down more times than a bride's nightie. Be that as it may, here is Ronald Curtis and the former Davenport Stockport Compton with A Fine Romance. Ronald Curtis, the Davenport Theatre Stockport Compton, and A Fine Romance. And right on cue comes a new CD of theatre organ performances under the title of Before the Main Feature, which traditionally was the point in the cinema programme when the organ interlude was presented. This is one of three new CDs from the OK Rollam outlet, and it features Frieda Hall at the Odeon Leeds, Stanley Whittington at the Granada Mansfield and Bertie Johnson at the Odeon Manchester, all recorded in the 60s. Now, Bertie Johnson was an organist I never saw in concert, but he was a popular player in Merseyside as well as making a number of BBC broadcasts. He's very much at home here on the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer with Moon River and I've Got Rhythm. Thank you. Bertie Johnson and Moon River and I've Got Rhythm, and the gorgeous sounds of the former Manchester Odeon Wurlitzer in those far-off days when the Theatre Organ Club and the Cinema Organ Society could usually get access to the theatre on Sunday mornings to enjoy some of our kind of music. As I said in the intro, the other two artists are Frieda Hall and Stanley Whittington. The latter, perhaps not so well known, but one of those artists who could always be relied upon to turn up and play a programme of music for us to enjoy at those concerts. Now, I owe the inclusion of this next artist making his Organ First radio debut to a long-standing friend of mine, Bernard Fairbrother, who for many years ran one of the most successful organ clubs in the Merseyside area, together with his wife Millie. Well, the story is that Bernard and Millie were on holiday in Canada and were taken by their friends to a concert by an artist named David Dunlap. They enjoyed the concert very much and then purely by chance saw some videos on YouTube by him and asked me to consider inviting him to appear on the show. This I did because I was very impressed with the musicianship, and it was then that I discovered that David Dunlap was a listener to these programmes. Anyway, MSS now stock a selection of his recordings, and right now you're about to hear a track from one of them. Playing the Versi Open Art Orchestra model, here's David Dunlap with the exciting Master of the House from Les Miserables. The top of 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 Master of the House from Les Miserables, played by David Dunlap, and of course it comes from the stage and film version of the French historical novel by Victor Hugo, first published in 1862 and considered to be one of the greatest novels of the 19th century. Now, if you like the sound of Versi organ, and I know many of you do, I'll be returning with another track by David Dunlap later in the show. And incidentally, if you type in his name to YouTube, you can see a number of his own produced videos. Remember, however, the spelling of his surname is Dunlap and not Dunlop. Otherwise, you're likely to get a load of videos on rubber products, and you'll soon get tired of those. Sorry about that. Anyway, a couple of items that one could say are topical for this month. The first is All in the April Evening, played by that master of the theatre and electronic organ, and in this track he's playing both, it's Brian Sharp. All in the April Evening, played by Brian Sharp on electronics, as well as the Christie pipe organ that used to be in the Sandford Park Holiday Village in Devon. While we're in the mood, let's have a listen now then to On a Spring Note, or to be more accurate, many of them, played by Catherine Drummond on her Yamaha EL90. Thank you. On a Spring Note, played there by Catherine Drummond. Now, here's another artist making his debut on the show, Chester Thompson. Who was Chester Thompson? Well, I hope by the end of the month to be uploading another of my YouTube videos, and the answer to who Chester Thompson was is contained in it. So make a note to put the series title, Organ Celebrities 39, into YouTube, and then you'll have the answer to who he was. I guarantee you'll know him. In the meantime, here's Chester playing Moonlight Over Miami. Chester Thompson playing Moonlight Over Miami on the Wurlitzer in the Plaza Sound Studio in New York. One artist who knew that organ very well was Ashley Miller, and he's one of three artists on the second of the OK Rowland releases this month. Back in my Manchester broadcasting days, I was sent a series of recordings featuring the Wurlitzer in the music studio of Alan Stark and Ralph Sargent in Hollywood. The artists were Ashley Miller, Gaylord Carter and Rod Skelding. Now, the story behind these recordings is quite fascinating, albeit very sad, and it's all laid out in the sleeve notes of That's Entertainment from Hollywood. In the course of the next programmes, I'll be featuring tracks from Rod Skelding and Gaylord Carter. But in the meantime, here's Radio City Music Hall organist Ashley Miller with Caribbean Holiday. Caribbean Holiday, played by Ashley Miller. And as promised, I'll include some more tracks in next month's show. Meanwhile, back to the Versi Open Art Orchestra and David Dunlap with a track from another of his CDs, currently available from MSS Studios. Here's the delightful A Animea Cora with All My Heart and Soul. Thank you. And that was David Dunlap and a track from his CD, All the Things You Are. The other track performed by him in today's show, Master of the House, comes from his other CD, On the Road Again. To close the show this month, the last of the OK Rollum releases, and this one is rather special because it features the only commercial recordings ever made of the Copeman Hart Electronic Theatre Organ, the brainchild of a lovely gentleman and renowned organ builder and designer, Ernest Hart. It was back in the 80s that he asked our very own William Davis to come to the studio and make a demo cassette. Shortly after, he asked American organist Tom Hazelton to record it too, and it's these two famous artists, sadly neither of them now alive, who are heard on the CD, The Copeman Hart Theatre Organ. Again, time is our enemy, as always, and so this month, let's close out this edition of Organ First Radio with William Davis in sparkling form with one of his many party pieces, the Scherzo from the Concerto Symphonique by Litov. Until the same time next month, when I'll have some more extracts from the new CDs that you've heard in this month's show, and in addition, some exciting news and sounds of a brand new double release by Ken Griffin. So, this is Alan Ashton, as always, saying bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.